אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10 הספירות כרך א', אנחנו בחלק ד'.
We're studying the study of the 10 ספירות, volume 1, we're in part 4, chapter 2. You can find our study materials on our site. You can also send questions there. Pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, the study of 10 ספירות, part 1, part 4, volume 1, part 4, chapter 2. Chapter 2 explains the reshimot that remain after the departure of the lights, and the light and the ochozer that descends during the istaklut contains 10 issues. 1. When the lights ascend and depart, they extend ochozer from the above by zivugim of haka'ah. Item 1. We must now let you know, by a different approach, containing all the worlds, regarding the return of the light to the emanator. Besides what we have explained elsewhere, although they rise and depart, they extend the prina of light from above downward, from the emanator, called Or Chozer. Again, when the lights ascend and depart, they extend O Chozer from above by the Zivugs of Aka. We must now let you know, by a different approach, containing all the worlds, regarding the return of the lights to the emanator. Because besides what we have explained elsewhere, although they rise and depart, they extend from above downward, from the emanator, the manner of light, which is called Or Chozer. Little item 1, Opnimi, which explains from above down. During the departure of the light of Keter, because of the ascent of Malchut to Zeranpin, to Prina Gimel, there was a Zivug of the upper light on the Masach of Prina Gimel. And the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar and Or Chozer on the level of Chochmah extended. Similarly, there were Zivugs of all degrees as the Masach ascended towards its purification. And the Ari writes, although they rise and depart, they extend the Prina of light from above downward, from the emanator, which is called Or Chozer. It's so because every Zivug of Haka extends from the Or Chozer, from the upper light, as that part of the light is then rejected from Malchut and is called Or Chozer. Meaning when there is a Zivug of Pev Rosh and the Ta'amim began to expand from Peh to Tabu, in Tabu we had the Bitush, the clash between the internal and surrounding light, the Masach began to purify, then from Tabu to Peh on the way back, it starts going through 5 Zivugs of Haka. And each time it does a Zivug of Haka in its departure, and its leaving, then from that internal Pertzufim expand, which are called Nekudot. Yes. Item 2, the departing light leaves a reshimot in its place. 2, there is yet another great and most beneficial prina, which is that never, even though they leave, do they leave all their prinot entirely and ascend. Instead, they leave some of their strength and of their own matter, a little of illumination below, where they first stood. This illumination is never uprooted from there, even when they ascend upward. This illumination is called a reshimo, as it is written, "Set me as a seal upon your heart," mentioned at the end of the portion Mishpatim. Again, the departing light leaves a remnant, a reshima, in its place. There's yet another great and most beneficial prina, which is that never, even though they leave, do they leave all their prinot entirely and descend. Instead, they leave some of their strength and of their own prinah, a little of illumination below, where they first stood. This illumination is never uprooted from there, even when they ascend upward. This illumination is called Reshimo, as it is written, "Set me as a seal upon thy heart," which is mentioned at the end of the portion, Mishpatim. Little item 2 in opening me explains Reshima. The Reshima is like an imprint. After the imprint leaves the place it was once adhered to, it leaves its entire form there, nothing missing. Likewise, if the upper light expands to a certain place, it leaves its entire form there, not a single imprint missing, even though it's left there. In the end, it shall return and manifest in the full measure as in the beginning. Questions. Meaning, what's the difference between the Reshimo and the appearance itself? Is that the Reshimo doesn't have the force. It can just extend due to the Masach and the light and everything. But it has all the details from the level that was there before. Meaning, what was, there was a light that was perceived in the Masach and the Aviyut and all the details that are there. Yes? It departed. What remains is the Reshimo. And the Reshimo is like a gene, an impression, where if you bring a certain force of light into there, and then like a drop of seed, like a seed in the ground, then it can develop. Next. Item 3. Every upper light to its lower one is like a father to a son. Item 3. The reason is that the upper lights are to the lower lights like a father to their children. He always wants to bestow upon them, as is explained regarding honoring the father and mother. A single spark extends from father to son and never moves from there. Similarly, here in the 10 Sfirot, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, called a Reshimo, so that some illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Again, every upper light to its lower ones is like a father to a son. The reason is that the upper lights are to the lower lights like a father to their children, to his children. He always wants to bestow upon them, as is explained regarding honoring the father and the mother. Because a single spark extends from father to son and never moves from there. Similarly, here in the 10 Sfirot, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, which is called a Reshimo, so that some illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Opening me, item 3 explains the word Reshimo, the lower ones. It is the conduct both in the light and in the Kli, in general and in particular. Because from the Reshimot that are in the Tabu of the first expansion of Adam HaKadmon that rose to his Peh, emerged Rosh, Toch, and Sof of the second expansion of Ak, which is called the Patsuf Ab of Ak, as was inscribed above. It's the same in the particular, because the Reshima that remains in the Kli of Keter of the first expansion becomes a male in the Kli of Keter of the second Pashut. And from the Kli de Chochmah of the second Pashut expansion is made of the Reshima that remains in Kli of Chochmah of the first expansion. And the males in the other Sfirot extended from their Zivuk. The females of Hitpashtut Bet, of the second expansion, are made of the Reshimot that remain of the 4 degrees that emerged during the first departure, called Nitzutzim, sparks, or letters. Itkalelut of Malchut in Zeranpin is made of the sparks that fell from the level of Prina Gimel, namely Zeranpin, into the Kli of Malchut, namely Prina Dalet. Afterwards, in this second expansion, when the light of Malchut clothes the Kli of Zeranpin, it finds the Kli of Malchut that belongs to it there. Thus, the force of the sparks that fell from the Or Chozer of the level of Prina Bet, which is Bina, it caused the inclusion of Zeranpin in the Kli of Bina. Later, on the second expansion, when the light of Zeranpin came and clothed the Kli of Bina, it found its Kli there, and so on. Thus, all the Prinot in the lower Partsuf extend only from the Reshimot that its upper Partsuf left. The Ari writes, the upper lights are to the lower lights like a father to his children. It means that a lower Partsuf extends from an upper Partsuf as a son from a father. In other words, it extends from the Atzmut of the lights in its upper Partsuf by the Reshimot that remain in the Kelim of the Partsuf, of the upper Partsuf, and from its lights. Here the Ari wrote that the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, called a Reshimot, so that some illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Remember that in all places, for this is the key to the sequence of the degrees by cause and effect, from the Rosh of the Kav to the end of Asiya. Okay, is that clear? No? Let's read it again. Slowly. Item 3, below. Yes? It is the conduct, both in the light and in the Kli, both in general and in particular. Because from the Reshimot that are included in the Tabul of the first expansion of Adam Kadmon, which rose to his Peh, came out Rosh Toch Sof of the Pertuf Ab of Ak, emerged, called lights. Is that clear so far? There was Galgalta, it was purified, the Reshimot rose to Pev Rosh, upon them Ab emerged. That's what remained altogether. Yes? It's the same in particular. A Reshima that remains in the Kli of Keter of the first expansion becomes the male in the Kli of Keter of the second expansion. And from the Reshima that remains in the Kli of Chochmah of the first expansion, it becomes the Kli of the male of the second expansion. And from the Zivug, the males emerged in the rest of the Sfirot as the Ari wrote. Also, from the Reshimot that remain from the 4 degrees that emerged during the first departure, which are called sparks or letters, from them the females of the second expansion are made. Because from the sparks that fell from the level of Prina Gimel, namely Zeranpin, into the Kli of Malchut, called Prina Dalet, in the purification of the Masach from Tabur to Peh, the inclusion of Zeranpin became, as later in the expansion, the second expansion, the second light clothes and finds there the Kli of Malchut that belongs to her. Thus, the force of the sparks that fell from the Or Chozer of the level of Prina Bet, which is Bina, it caused the inclusion of Zeranpin in the Kli of Bina, which later on its second expansion, when the light of Zeranpin came and clothed the Kli of Bina, it found its Kli there, and so on similarly. Thus, all the Prinot in the lower Partsuf extend only from the Reshimot that its upper Partsuf left. Otherwise, where does it come from? it must have a measure according to that which he is stabilized by. This is as the Ari says, the upper lights are to the lower lights like a father to his children. Meaning that a lower partzuf extends from an upper partzuf as a son from a father. In other words, it extends from the essence of the lights, which is in the upper partzuf from it, by the reshimot that remain in the kilim of the upper partzuf from its lights. This is as the Ari wrote, the upper ones leave in the some illumination in the first place called the reshimot, so that from there an extension of illumination will be drawn to the lower ones. Remember that in all the places, for this is the key to the sequence of the degrees by cause and effect, from the Rosh of the line to the end of Asiya. But later, from this, deficiencies emerge from this. As Av, the upper Partsuf left a Reshima of its own. And I, when I expand, that was the father. Now I, as the son, when I come to the same place and expand, I come in a smaller degree. So there's a difference in every place between what was before from the father and that which is now from the son. And out of that, the son feels the lack. On one hand. On the other hand, when he's coming back from below upwards, that chisaron, that deficiency, helps him reach the degree of a father, of the Av. That's called to extend the hearts of fathers upon their sons, and the hearts of sons upon their fathers. Continue. Slowly, we need to get into the understanding of the style of how he's writing this. Yes? Item 4. When the light of Keter departs, it leaves a reshimo in its place to shine for Chochmah. It turns out that when the Keter rises and departs, it leaves one reshimo in his place, in that kli of his, to shine for Chochmah below him after he ascends and departs. After he rose and departed, there extends a illumination to the light of Chochmah from the reshimo that the Keter left in his kli. Although afterwards the light of Chochmah will also rise and leave to the Emaner, still the reshimo that remained in the kli of Keter does not move from it even after the light of Chochmah rose to the Emanator. Meaning the reshimot rise and intermingle in the kind of a form of a flip-flop. They rise and go down, go up and down and up and down. And that's how we have in each place all the forms of the reshimot, all the kinds of lights that move from tabur to peh. Meaning the partzuf becomes not one partzuf, but in it 25 partzufim for one partzuf. Just like we read already that every zivug of Akkah gives us 25 partzufim. Wait. We're going to read item 4 above again. When the light of Keter departs, it leaves the reshimo in its place to shine for Chochmah. It turns out that when Keter rises and departs, it leaves one reshimo in his place, in that kli of his, to shine for Chochmah below him after he ascends and departs. After he rose and departed, there extends an illumination to the light of Chochmah from that reshimo that the Keter left in his kli. Although afterwards the light of Chochmah will also rise and leave to the emanator, still the reshimo that remained in kli Keter does not move from it even after the light of Chochmah rose to the emanator. This is what's interesting, that we have seemingly a permanent light that doesn't leave. It's called a reshimo, but it's light. Meaning it wasn't some place by a deficiency, a masach, or chozer, zivug vaka. There was a kli there that revealed the light. Now the masach departed. The light does not illuminate from above. The kli lost its masach, but the reshimo remains. And it remains all the time. There's different kinds of reshimot. There are such reshimot that are remembered about later in the end, or in the years, or in some connotation, a certain connection of sorts, in a certain context. What? Meaning, Pchina Dalet, the Kli of Malchut, is included of Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Bin. Inside of it has everything, inside Malchut. Meaning, it's going through all the degrees, because each leaves a Reshimo, meaning Malchut needs to work from the Keter all the way to herself. And she's included inside her, she includes the Malchut, the Chochma, the Bina, and herself. In what relation does she include those? Two pages from that's the next part, not part, the next chapter. Where are you? Opening me, item 4. Where's that? It clarifies one reshimo in its place. The little letter Dalet. We might ask, in item 9, he says that the existence of the Kli is generated by the Reshima, and here he says that there is a Kli even before the Reshima and before the departure of the light. The thing is that there are two kinds of Kilim in each Parzuf, which are, one, Kilim that extend from the first Istaklut of the Malchut of Rosh, as this Malchut expands by the force of the Or Chozer in her, which she raised from below upwards, from Pe to Rosh, and she expands from her and up downwards, which are the 10 Sefirot above downward. And they are considered the vessels of reception from the first Hitpashtut. There is yet another Prinat Kilim in the Pertzuf, which extend by the second Histaklut in the Malchut of the Guf, of the Pertzuf, that cause the departure and the return of that light to the emanator. The Reshimot that remain after that Histaklut, that departure, become complete Kilim. All these Reshimot of the second departure extend to all the Prinot, meaning to its lower Pertzuf, as it is said, the upper light are to the lower light like a father to his children. It means that the inferior Pertzuf extends from the superior Pertzuf, like a son from a father. Meaning by the Reshimot of the Orot, of the lights that remain inside the Kilim of the superior Pertzuf. And the Ari writes, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place called a reshimo, so that some illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Remember this thoroughly, for it is the key for the concatenation of the degrees by cause and consequence from the Rosh of the Kav to the end of Asiya, where each lower one is generated by the Reshimot of its upper Parzuf. Where else would it emerge from? Next, let's continue. Little item 5 clarifies to the light of Chochmah. If you hear, it will slowly enter to you. This whole part talks just about this. Or Yashar, or Chozer, the Reshimot that remain, what emerges upon them, the next Parzuf. Little item 5. Afterwards, when Malchut rose to Prina Gimel, where 10 Sefirot of the level of Chochmah extend, it is impossible for this light to begin in Sefirat Chochmah. It's so because any expansion of light must begin from the Keter. It therefore needs an illumination of the Reshima of Keter, by which the light becomes tied and adhesive with the root, with the Shoresh. Also, when Malchut rose to Bina, the 10 Sfirot on the level of Bina extended and an illumination of the Reshimot of Keter and Chochmah necessarily remained there. And so on, likewise, for the above reason. Remember that in every place, for it is impossible for any degree to lock the upper Sfirot together, all together, only when the upper Sfirot are regarded as mere illumination of the Reshima, do we say that they are absent there, or for they do not shine there. Yes, but they're nevertheless there. If we say the two lights, the three lights in the Parzuf, there's no such thing. It's always 10 lights, 10 kilim, or 500, or depending how you're counting it. So if we say less than 10, there's no such thing. They simply are not illuminating. They're not revealed. Next. Item 5. When the light of Chochmah departs, it leaves a Reshima in its place to shine for Bina. Item 5. Afterwards, when Chochmah rises to the emanator, she leaves a Reshima in his Kli to shine from him to Bina, after he himself leaves. Even after Bina rises to the emanator, the Reshimo of Chochmah does not leave the vessel of Chochmah, and likewise all of them until the Yesod. Again. The Reshimot do not depart. The lights do, the Reshimot don't. Next, below. No, there's no below. Item 6 above. Malchut does not leave a Reshima. However, when the light of Malchut leaves, she does not leave a Reshimo in her Kli, for there is no Sfira beneath her to receive from her. Though there are other worlds destined to be under her, receiving from her, it is not their kind, and she has no Dvikut with them, as there is Dvikut with the 10 Sfirot of each and every world in and of itself. Meaning, if you place a reshimo, it's done so specially to build a parzuf according to its nature. Chochmah, bina, but not in such a way where there's, if the upper parzufim only leave in order to extend the lights to the lower ones. Next. Opimi number 6 clarifies the matter of the Malchut. Because it is the female light which receives for herself and not bestowing. For that reason, her 10 Sfirot end the degree, as it is only O Chozer. It is also why she does not leave, because there's no force to extend the light of Chasadim. It spreads, but not like in the way that O Chochmah from above down and clear vessels where it goes and pushes and fills there. Therefore, she does not leave a Reshima because there is no Reshima, but what remains there is the remnants of the O Yashar that remains there. And also, there's no cessation in the upper light here, for the lower one is completely dependent on the upper, but the upper one is not dependent on the lower one. Next. Item 7 clarifies there is no dvikut with them. Because they come in a renewed form of avyut, she has no dvikut with them. As dvikut means equivalence of form, while separation and difference means disparity of form. That's why there is no connection between one world and another world, from parzuf to parzuf, as the parzuf leaves the reshimo for another parzuf, or from the world to another world. Because that's not of the same kind. Next, Adam 7 above. All the Sfirot leave Reshimot in their place after they depart, except for Malchut. Adam 7. It turns out that all those Sfirot leave Reshimot in their place and in their Kli when they want to leave and descend. However, the light of Malchut does not leave a Reshimot in its Kli, only the Reshimot that the light of Yesod left in its Kli. The illumination to the Kli of the Malchut extends from there after the departure of her light. Again, all the Sfirot leave a Reshimot in their place after they depart, except for Malchut. It turns out that all the other those Sfirot leave a Reshimot in their place and in their Kli when they want to leave and ascend. However, the light of Malchut does not leave a Reshimot in its Kli, only the Reshimot that the light of Yesod left in its Kli. The illumination of the Kli of Malchut extends from there after the departure of her light. We don't have opening for this one? No? Okay, next. Item 8. Malchut is called poor since it does not leave a Reshima, for she has nothing for herself. 8. There's another reason why Malchut is called poor, for she has nothing of her own. And also, Aspaklaria de Lonahara. It is because her Kli does not shine at all when she ascends, and the light leaves her, as no light remains in her, even as a Reshimo. Even the sustenance of that Kli does not come from her light, but from the Reshimo that remains in the Kli of Yesod. From there, it sustains and shines in the Kli of Malchut. That is why it is said she has nothing of her own. Again? Malchut is called poor since she does not leave a Reshima and has nothing of herself. There's another reason why Malchut is called poor, for she has nothing of her own. And also, Aspaklaria de lo Nahara. It is so because her Kli does not shine at all when she ascends, and the light leaves her as no light remains in her, even as a Reshimo. Even the sustenance of that Kli does not come from her light, but from the Reshimo that remains in the Kli of Yesod. From there, it sustains and shines in the Kli of Malchut. That is why it is said she has nothing of her own. Meaning there's no one to illuminate to, there's no one below her, and therefore she doesn't leave a Reshimo behind. What's below, little letter 8? The Rav has already written why Malchut is called Delo Nahara, of no light. It is because the 10 Sfirot extended only in the level of Chochmah in the second expansion, and the light of Keter remained concealed in the Peh. It turns out that the light of Chochmah comes in Kli of Keter, the light of Binah in the Kli of Chochmah, the light of Zeranpin in the Kli of Binah, and the light of Malchut in the Kli of Zeranpin. Thus, the Kli of Malchut is left without light. Hence, the name Aspaklaria de lo Nahara. He adds another reason here, being that Malchut did not leave a Reshima behind her in the first expansion. We might ask, if the light of Keter vanishes from the second expansion, Kli of Keter should have been left there without light. Why did the lights switch and the light of Chochmah came in Kli of Keter until Kli Malchut remained without light? It's already been explained in Istaklut Pnimit that the lights have a conduct of dressing only the purer Kelim in the Parzuf, Thus, even if there is only the light of Nefesh there, it clothes only the highest kli, namely Keter, while the lower nine remain without light. Well, this is clear. It's according to the equivalence, to the extent in which the light can attain the kli that is pure, that's where it is. And fills it. Okay. Yes. Sergei from Moscow is asking, what is a kli without light? A kli without light is the will to receive that doesn't have a masach at the moment, that it can work with the desire, in order to be filled with light, in order to bestow. That's called a kli without light. And Yosef from the Jerusalem group is asking, by which force do the Reshimot awaken? The general light that appears there. Reshimot are usually silent Reshimot. But they awaken by the light from above that comes. But the light from above that comes, we can awaken through the work in the group. The general lack, which we don't know exactly what we're awakening. We awaken in one another all kinds of forms, and those forms we raise above. They rise above and awaken the upper light, the general light, which influences those Rishimot. And then those Rishimot awaken, and we feel that we want this or that, or like this or like that. We don't decide exactly what's going to happen in the next moment. But in our exertion, in general, we do cause an awakening. Okay? Next. We're reading item 9 above from the Ari. Two kinds of lights remain in the Kli after the departure. One, the Or Chozer, which is Din. And two, the Reshimot, which are the light, the Or Yashar and Mercy, Rachamim. The Reshimot from the light. So we have the Reshimot from the Kli and the Reshimot from the light. The Reshimot from the Kli is called judgment, din, limitations, as it can't work in that. And the Reshimot from the light that was and departed, that's Rachamim, mercy. Item 9. We have now learned by these two introductions how the vessels and of the Sefirot, even when their lights return and depart to the emanator, still have two kinds of lights. The first is called Or Chozer, being judgment, din, and the second is the Or that remains in the Kli, called Reshimo. This is Or Yashar and Rachamim, mercy, because it remains there from the Prina of the lights that departed from above downward as Or Yashar. Again, there are two kinds of lights that remain after the departure. First is the Or Chozer, which is Din, and two Reshimot, which are the light, the Or Yashar, which is Rachamim. We have learned by these two introductions how the vessels and of the Sefirot, even when their lights return and depart to the emanator, still have two kinds of lights. The first is called Or Chozer, being Din, judgment, and the second is the light that remains in the Kli, called Reshimo. This is the light, the Or Yashar, that is Rachamim, because it remains there from the Prina of the lights that departed from above downward as Or Yashar. Well, we need to think about this. It's not so simple. Why is Or Chozer called Din, judgment? It depends upon which Or Chozer we're talking about, in what manner. Or Chozer is, I want to bestow to the Creator. I want to give Him back. Why is it called judgment? Because I'm working on my will to receive. We will see soon. Great. Little item 9 explains the two kinds of lights. The first expansion that extends by the expansion of Malchut from her and within her to 10 Sfirot down to Malchut of Guf, extending from above downward to Bchinat of expansion, is called Or Yashar and Rachamim, mercy. That's the light that enters the Pertzuf from the Pe to the Tabur, from above down. Also, the Reshimot that remain of these 10 Sfirot after the departure of that light are also Or Yashar of Rachamim, but as a small illumination called Reshima. The difference between a Reshima and light, because light is light, Reshima is a very small light, but it has all the same details that will be in the light. Not one is lacking. We just simply don't have the forces to operate something, but it has all the details from what was before, from the light. That's why it's called Reshima. Yes. Although those levels that emerge by the Zivug of Haka'ah, which in the way of a sense of Malchut and her purification from degree to degree, from below upward, that's in the Guf, where the Masach rises from Tabu and reaches Peh through all the degrees, slowly, slowly like that, in a gradual manner, until all the light departs. All these levels are called Or Chozer Din, judgment. It is so because the levels gradually diminish until they are utterly gone. Is that okay? Is it clear, Shai? What? What's new? This is not new. I don't agree. This is not new. We have a Partzuf.
Partzuf.
Rosh. There's Or Yashar, and it's rejected as Or Chozer. Because here it is called Peh, we have here the Masach, which doesn't let the upper light enter. Is that clear? It rejects it backwards. This is Or Yashar, this is Or Chozer. This is the clash, the Haka, the Zivug of Haka. After it beats and understands who he's working with, it expands from itself and onwards and inwards. Meaning, what does it do? From here downwards, it expands the sides that it's receiving unto up to here and no more. That's it. This place is called Tabu. What enters inwards is called Or. What Or? Internal light. Opnimi. What goes outwards, which did not receive, is called Or Makif, surrounding light. From this place where they both clash at the Masach, both here is a Masach. Two. The Masach decides, I am purifying, I have no strength. And then it starts to purify. When it purifies gradually. Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh. That's it. It purifies. Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh. That's what we talked about. So, its purification remains here with Reshimot, except for Pchina Dalet. Dalet does not leave Reshimot. It has nothing to bestow to. It doesn't have in her, it doesn't fill herself. And then it turns out that we have Reshimot that only come to the lights. These Reshimot, which we have from all of these lights, except for Pchina Dalet,
Nekudot.
Are the Nekudot. This is Ta'amim. And we have the Rishimot from Ta'amim, which are called Tagim, and Rishimot from the Nekudot, called Otiyot, or Kelim. That's it. What's here? Yes? What you explained is not new. It's, at least it's... He's calling the straight light mercy. What you wrote here, it's like Ol Yashar Rachamim. So what's Ol Yashar mercy? I don't know that expression. That's light that comes to us from above down, like the light we have in Rosh. We also have the extension of it in the Toch. It's light of Rachamim, because it comes from the desire of the emanator to do good to the emanator, to the emanated. That's why all the Rishimot that remain from those Sfirot, that after it departs, is also the light, the direct light Rachamim. Yes, the Rishimot are also like that for them. Also, the red line is, no, not the red line. The red line is not a Rishimo. The red line is Din, it's the departure of the lights. But the Rishimot that remain, the Tagim, yes. No. Tagim is for sure. The Rishimot that remain here in all the Rishimot that remain in all these levels, they're the main thing. It's upon them that the next Parzuf emerges. Read it again. Where are we? We're in 9 below. The first expansion that extends by the expansion of Malchut from her and within her to the 10 Sfirot down to Malchut of Guf, extending from above downward to the Pchina of clothing of the lights inside the Kelim, is called the Ol Yashar Rachamim, direct light, mercy. This is actual bestowal, the light inside the Kli. This is Or Pnimi that enters the Parzuf. And also all the Reshimot that remain of these 10 Sfirot after the departure, like they were in Rachamim, after that light departed, also that light, direct light is Rachamim, but with a small illumination. I mean, not the light that fills the Kli, but there is in the end of the Kli some Reshimot that can be renewed if needed in the next time that it'll happen, in the future, which is called a Rishimo. However, these levels generated by the Zivug of Hakah, as Malchut ascends and purifies from Tabur to Peh, from below upwards degree by degree, until the in the expansion of the, and the purification of the light as it expands and receives the light into the Parzuf, until all the light completely disappears and emerges to the Rosh, all those levels are called Or Chozer Din, judgment. It is so because the levels gradually diminish until they are entirely gone, because they cause the purification of the Parzuf and the fact that the light departs and the Parzuf remains empty. That's why all these levels, which are called Otiyot or Kelim, are Or Chozer Din, and that is where there are lights. So where is it? So it's Ol Yashar Rachamim. That's Ol Pnimi. He calls it also Yashar. And what's the other Ol Yashar Rachamim that we have in the diagram? Also in the Rosh, which comes from the Creator. Ol Yashar and Ol Chozer. Can you define it on the drawing? Well, I will write it for you. Ol Yashar and Rachamim. נאמר רחמים, אור ישר אין ישר אין אור פנימי. That's אור חוזר, דין. And this is the אור חוזר, the departure light, which is for judgment. The diminished illumination that he's saying is tagin. He calls it here also reshimot. The diminished illumination is the reshimot that remain within the kilim. In place of light, reshimo remains. A very small light, but it is exactly like it was before. And it's called reshimo. Meaning, what example should I give you?
Reshimo is a roshim.
Reshimo is a roshim, an impression. But other than that impression, there is nothing. But it's a roshim, like you had, let's say, a machine of sorts. And now, in its place, instead of that machine, you have a book by which you can put together that machine. So you need matter, you need the force, you need the light that will arrange the degree. You need a lot of things. Meaning the reshimo from this whole machine, the knowledge, remains. And that's called the reshimo. That's how it is. Until its very last detail. You don't need anything but the force. The force of the mind, or of the feeling, but forces. Reshimo is knowledge of all the details that need to be. As if a force comes, just like that, a force. It operates upon the reshimo, and the reshimo knows already how to get along with it, to work with it. Let's put it like this. You have some young brute who has no mind, but he has strength. He's big, strong guy. And you have an older one who has lots of wisdom, a lot of knowledge, but he has no forces. So you need the two of them, and then the reshimo comes from oldness, from being old, and then you can pass it on to the next one. And that light that comes is abstract, and only according to the reshimo it is operated on, under the reshimo, and then that's how they work it out, all the partsufim. The reshimot rise and descend. It's all reshimot. If it weren't for the reshimot, it's like a person that is distanced from something. It's not there. Okay? Yes. So to summarize, the light that enters is the light of rachamim, and the light that departs is the light of judgment. Usually, yes. I simply don't understand. It's like we have already names for that. Tamim, tagin, negudot, atiot. Oh, there's plenty of other names. Wait, you'll see. Well, quickly. How can it be that the light filled the kli and nothing remained? On Malchut, I'm asking. Malchut does not leave behind a reshimo because it doesn't have who to bestow. There is no one to bestow to. It's the same that we have from world to world. The last prina it's a law. The last prina does not leave a reshima. So there's no difference between the malchut before the light filled it and after the light filled her? No, she worked, she did everything. She received. But she doesn't leave behind the reshimo. She participated specifically in all this process. So what does remain? A reshimo, but not a practical reshimo that can be operated. That's the last prina. We will learn soon why this happens. Because in order for a reshimo to remain, you have to give. To the lower prina from you, you can give. But you have no one to give. If you don't have who to give to, no reshimo remain. From who? From what? Did you bestow to someone? Did you give someone? No. No, then there's no Rishima. Yes. About Tagin, we have no work. Only Anotiot, right? Tagin, is Tagin expressed somewhere in the next Peltzufim? Tagin comes when from below we ask, from some Peltzufim or worlds there, after the shattering, we ask for something, and then they awaken the Tagin. Yes. Slowly, slowly, we just opened this part. It's a very juicy with the Istaklut Pnimit, with the questions and answer that we will have to go through. Yes. Our work in the Rishimot in the Ten is by raising man. Our work is to extend the light upon the Rishimot. And that's through raising man, of course. Who's here? It's not Rishimot of Aviyut and Rishimot of Itlapshut. No, no, those Rishimot are what remain altogether from the process. And the Rishimot of Aviyut and Itlapshut are many Rishimot that are inside. Let's put it this way. The Paltzuf that did everything and emptied up from everything all the light and what remains, that is all called Rishimo. Imagine to yourself how many details there are there. Because nothing disappears. There are silent Rishimot, active ones, these and those. Okay? Yes? If not from the Rishimo, then why does the next Pratsuf emerge after Malchut in the next world? Why, if it's a no, nothing emerges, nothing comes out, only from the Rishimot that remain from the Toch of the Pratsuf, which rolls back to the Pei of Rosh, where they're included in the upper light, and then they begin to spread again to the next Paltzuf. Only in such a way it happens. Like Ab from Galgalta. I'll give it to... There's like two laws there, that all the Pchinot in the lower Paltzuf extend only from the Rishimot of the upper Paltzuf. And more that the lower one has to be the lower, has to have the lower one, but the lower one doesn't need the upper one. That works only from below upwards and from above down. The upper one never needs the lower one for its existence, and is operated only since it receives man from the lower one, a deficiency, a cry for help. That's it. But how can we understand the upper is waiting for the man, the Rishimot from the lower one? If he receives man from the lower one, then he's operated. Man from the lower one revives him and obligates him to operate himself and activate himself and work. But the Rishimot from the lower one is what the Rishimot from the upper one, according to this law, that all the Pchinot from the lower one extend from the upper Partzuf. It's a kind of a spin. We receive Rishimot from the upper one at first, and then we return with those Rishimot with man to there. That's how it works. Where are you reading this? Item 3 below, at the end of the page, where all the Pchinot of the Peltzuf. Pnimi below, item 4. All the Pchinot of the lower Pertzuf extend from the Pertzuf that the upper Pertzuf left there above. After all the Pchinot of the lower Pertzuf only come from those Rishimot that were left from the upper Pertzuf from it. So that's what we're speaking about. That at first, what's in the lower one is from the Rishimot of the upper one. And afterwards, But he's talking about the form of expansion, of purification, either from below upwards to up or above upwards. You can say cause and consequence instead of upper and lower, so you won't get confused. I'm going to read this part. And from the Reshimot that remained from the four levels that came from the first purification called sparking or Otiyot, from them the females for the second expansion occurred, meaning that there was already an expansion and a purification, because from the sparks that fell to Pchina Gimel, which is Ziranpin, to the Kli of Malchut, which is Pchina Dalet, an inclusion of Malchut in Ziranpin occurred. And later, in the second expansion, when another level comes, where the light of Malchut clothes in the Kli of Ziranpin, there it emerged the Kli of the Malchut that belongs to it. And also from the force of the sparks that fell from Ochazer of the level of Pchina Bet, which is Bina, it caused the inclusion of Ziranpin in the Kli of Bina. For later, in the second expansion, where there's already inclusion, the light of Ziranpin comes and clothes in the Kli of Bina. He's telling you, how can it be that there's a connection between Bina and Ziranpin, Ziranpin and Malchut? This is by the Reshimot rising and being included each time, this and that and that and that, and then there's a connection between the Pertzufim. We will learn this. Okay? Go rest.
הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם Thank you.